And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio is Emmett Williams, who has done this really, really neat thing with kids over at Mount Edgecombe High School. It's called Our Alaskan Stories, and it's a multimedia storytelling project that aims to empower young Alaskans to tell their stories of place, culture, and climate change right in their own communities. Welcome to Morning Edition, Emmett.
Thank you for having me.
Well, this is basically a film project, and as I understand it, you taught kids how to do documentary filmmaking and then sent them back home over the summer with film equipment.
That's exactly it, yes. When I moved here a little bit over a year ago, I had been teaching filmmaking for a while and to children and to adults, and I've also been working with the Native Alaskan community here since 2008, 2009, and so I thought it'd be great to sort of combine those two things. And kids have so many amazing stories, and the Mount Edgecombe kids have such amazing stories, and I thought people should hear those stories, and from the people who are living whatever story that is. I think it's what often happens is that people get their story told for them, and so I wanted these kids to be able to tell their own stories. And then I sort of had the same idea at the exact same time that the Island Institute had the idea. And so we were just sort of in conversation, and the conversation went, I was talking with Annika Ord, who used to be a fellow at the Island Institute, and I said, hey, I just emailed the superintendent over at Mount Edgecombe about doing this project. And she said, I just emailed the superintendent over at Mount Edgecombe about doing this project. And hers was more storytelling. Mine was more the technical part of filmmaking, and so we thought it'd be a really great idea to combine. And it started out as multimedia. We wanted to give them the options of telling the stories through photography or audio or film, and eventually they all chose film. But so that's why we have it's all documentaries now. Yep.
So spring 2016, yes. The first class to go through this, 5 kids, mm-hmm. And you're going to tell us about each of these students and a little bit about their films. But first, we're going to play a snippet from the first film, and this is from Haley Schriever,
mm-hmm.
And
sure.
She's from Klowoc Craig. It's just going to be a little bit.
The Klowoc Watershed is a watershed on Prince of Wales Island in southeast Alaska. It's comprised of all of the streams, lakes, and rivers leading into the Klowoc River and into the Pacific Ocean. I'm from Craig, Alaska, which is right next to Klowoc, and I've lived there on Prince of Wales for most of my life, but I didn't really know a lot about, I guess, the environment there. So the summer of 2016, I decided that I wanted to do a project that involved the environment there, and so I took on an internship with the Klowoc Cooperative Association. The internship that I did was studying basically the predation in the Klowoc watershed.
And, you know, I really want to keep playing actually this entire film on radio, because the voices and stories of these kids are so incredibly compelling that you stay right with them through the entire film.
Yeah, it was really nice listening to when you're, you know, I've edited a lot of TV shows and films and documentaries, and so you always take out, the rule is sort of always, you always take out the uhs and the ums and the sort of like in quotes, you know, the mistakes. But this, we kept a lot of that stuff in, a lot of the stuff that made them sound like teenagers telling their story. We purposely kept that in. In Tiffany Alexi's film, Tiffany's from Nustoyahok, and she's being interviewed by Annika to sort of help tell her story. And she starts off with, you know, responding to Annika's thing, like, you want to know my name? And because that just it was such a part of her that we wanted to keep that in. So there's a lot of things we kept in because they're just so obviously showed their own personalities, and we just thought it was really important to keep that in. Just sort of a way to sort of their true selves. Yeah.
You can see that, and you can hear that, and you can feel that throughout the film. Mm-hmm. Also in terms of the point of view of the camera, right? So Sometimes it's trained on the student, and it's about the student very personally and her interpersonal interactions and her mm-hmm. family. And on others, it's trained on the environment and the community. And
right.
And each voice is just unique, and you can tell that what they're filming and discussing is so close to their hearts.
Yeah, the learning how to make a documentary process was to teach them how to tell a story, you know, the sort of how to get from A to B to C. And then we said, now forget all that and tell a story the way that you want to tell a story. So we constantly told them there are no rules in the way you tell a story and also what story you want to tell. And so they went out, we made them like have sort of a plan before they went back home. But then knowing that at any time, like the plan might fall apart or life might happen or anything could happen to make that not be the story that they originally wanted to tell. And so we didn't know what was going to happen when we got back. But sort of magically, all five stories are different in their own way, but also incredible in their own way. You know, there's three sort of longer ones and two sort of shorter ones, but they're all really complete and special. And it's really nice. And, you know, it would be really easy for every single sort of student from Mount Edgecombe to make a film about climate change, or because it's affecting every single one of their homes, or it'd be really easy to make a film about their culture, because that's what happens here a lot. But the stories are, every story is completely different, which was really, really nice.
Would you like to talk about each student and the film they produced?
Yeah, so I'll just sort of go in order that I wrote them down instead of alphabetical or anything like that. So Tiffany Alexi, who we just talked about, she wrote, I don't want to give it away.
Just a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. So she has a story about her family and growing up and what it means when you grow up and you might have tragedy or you might just going through things. And she's just great. She's so honest about herself and she's so strong. And yeah, she's just an amazing person. And yes, it's I'm going to say it's just about her and growing up and the challenges that all kids have when they're sort of discovering themselves. Bray, he's from Bethel, and he told a story about fishing on with his dad. And it's like this, it's beautiful. Like the footage is amazing. And there's just really these great intimate moments of like him and his dad on this fishing boat. And Bray just talk, everybody that I've sort of played that for, just so their heart breaks a little bit, just hearing him talk about his love for family and Bethel. And yeah, it's just so good. All these films are so good. Deidre Gibbons, she's from McGrath, and she, you know, McGrath is every single person there who sort of is her age and gets, you know, goes from teen to adult has to make this decision about whether to stay or go. And she just has this, you know, just great, great footage, and it's just talking about, and she's really bluntly honest about her decisions, her own, like, life decisions, and how she isn't quite sure if she wants to stay in this place that's still so important to her. And so, yeah, that's a hard but amazing film. Haley Shriver from Craig is so talented, and she worked a lot with Bethany over at SES. And Haley's just so smart and so talented, and she made a film about climate change and how things are changing in Craig and the Kloak watershed. And it's just, she just did a great job of sort of telling, really getting the story and from a few different people. And it's really, really nice. And Alessandra Lake, Allie made this, she's from Old Harbor, and she just followed her grandmother around for all summer. And it could be another film just about her grandmother. She's just this amazing character who just has incredible stories, and you just want to it's hard to always sometimes see somebody talk for many minutes on camera, but her grandmother is that person that you can just sit and I'm really thinking about talking to Allie about making something else that's just a half hour long of just her grandmother telling stories, because she has been through so much and there's so much left out of the film that I had to keep it at 30 minutes. But yeah, all the films are just, they're so good.
Well, this is, it's absolutely wonderful, and the community is going to have a chance to see it.
Yeah, on Thursday, November 10th, the Coliseum Theater they're so kind. They're letting us do two free screenings. 4:30 is for Mount Edgecombe students. So we're working with Greta Healy over there and the staff over there to get buses and vans to bring students over for a 4:30 screening just for Mount Edgecombe students. And then at 6 p.m., there's a free screening for the general public. And it's both are free, and there's going to be like a really short Q&A after, and it'd just be great if the kids just saw Sitka come out for them, because, yeah, it would just be really nice.
So Sitka come out 6 p.m. on Thursday, November 10th at the Coliseum Theater to support these Mount Edgecombe students and their filmmaking debut.
Yeah, the film is a half hour, and then we'll have a short Q&A after.
Great. Well, thanks so much, Emmett, for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
We've been speaking with filmmaker and educator Emmett Williams.